This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright.
Big win for Manchester United at the weekend, beating Spurs 1-0. Whether it was dull or not is another matter I'm sure we'll talk about. I think the big takeaway, rather than the win for United, was Mourinho's comments post-match. He's shushed Man United fans. He's said that they should be respecting Lukaku more. Also booing Rashford when he was taken off. What is Mourinho playing at this moment in time at Man United? Let's just get straight into it. It's bizarre behaviour, to say the least.
No, it absolutely is. And Saturday felt like a real turning point. Not a turning point, so to speak, because they have been doing reasonably well, but it established that Manchester United are not going to fall away. They're going to be up near the top of the table challenging. So to take a very positive situation where they'd beaten a Spurs team, albeit without Harry Kane, but a Spurs team that had been going really well recently, to take a win over them and somehow turn the headlines negative was absolutely baffling. I mean, we have seen this sort of thing from Mourinho before, but not at this stage when things on the pitch seem to be going well and a title challenge seems to be coming to fruition. I don't really know what is... I used to think with Mourinho everything he said was part of a bigger game plan. Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to think... It's not. He just says whatever he feels like saying, even in the heat of a match when his thoughts are a bit muddled. I don't know what he's playing at, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. He did some. I think it was probably a bit of a gaffe, to be honest, more than anything else. But I think it is still just kind of classic Mourinho. I don't think his actual words during the press conferences are as thought out as, you know, some might suggest. But there is some kind of rhyme or reason to them. He always has this kind
of... Sorry to interrupt, but would you say shushing the camera towards the fans at full time whistle is the same?
Well, I thought first of when I first saw that, I took it as him shushing like the critics, you know, like.
That's what he said after the game.
Well, see, I was going to say kind of it was clarified afterwards that it was towards the fans in some way, which I found bizarre. And another reason it was bizarre is because it was over the substitution of Rashford and Martial. Mm. Manchester United fans want both of them on the pitch. That's what they've been saying the whole season. So it wasn't so much booing the change. It was just, why are you not letting these two guys go on the pitch when we're desperate for a goal? Now, of course, it worked. So Mourinho has a bit of the higher ground there. But beforehand with Mourinho, it's always been a siege mentality. But a siege mentality doesn't work if you're pissing off everyone in the stands.
I cut you off there, like, and I just cut you off again. Do you think it is just more of the same from Mourinho, like when he was at Chelsea, like when he was in Madrid? Is this just what he's like? Is it just maybe amplified in this instance?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Graham just said that, okay, it worked. Well, it's been working all season. Martial scored like 4 late goals this season. Man United have scored 11 late goals this season. You know, the way that Mourinho has set them up, at least at home, has been perfect. You know, they've won 15 out of 15 points. On the road is where they've had their troubles, and you see them stumbling against the Liverpool side, you know, who really should have beaten. They should have beaten, actually, a few weeks ago. So there are parts to that game that they can improve in. But, you know, as Graham said at the top of the show there, they are still within, you know, touching distance of a really good Manchester City team. In my opinion, I don't think this Man United team's as good as the Man City side. I don't think anyone in England is as good as this Man City side. So for Mourinho to be within, you know, what, 6 points, 7 points?
5 points.
My apologies. 5 points at this stage, I think, kind of vindicates his reaction. You know?
I think that's it as well. If he was to have lost that game, it means when they come up against Man City, he probably couldn't play defensively, would have to go for it, and that's a recipe for disaster, potentially. And also, that's a Tottenham team that 100% away record before the weekend, so... Yeah. I don't really know how you can have complaints. It's not always going to be Man City football, unfortunately, if you're a Man United fan.
I think coming off the Huddersfield game, the Liverpool game as well, he knew they had Tottenham, they've now got Chelsea as well. I think he knew this was going to be a stretch of games that, you know, it really was like, you know, have to nail this. And Mourinho's style of play, I mean, this is the man whose ethos is basically, if you have the ball, you have the fear. You know, his entire game is built around minimising mistakes, minimising threats, on the pitch and off the pitch, and this is what he does when he's really up against it in like the proper, you know, the way as Sir Alex Ferguson used to describe it, squeaky bum time. This is when he does get quite defensive. He starts getting a bit snarky with the media, but it does tend to work. And although they are 5 points behind Man City, I would say so far he's done a really good job with Man United.
I think the frustration comes from we all know what Mourinho is and what you get with Jose Mourinho. Mm-hmm. However, there was signs at the start of the season that he himself was willing to embrace a bit more of an attacking style of play. Manchester United, I think, scored 4 goals, four times in the space of their opening six games in the Premier League this season. So that's obviously not in keeping with his stereotypical coaching methods. And all of a sudden, it's kind of contracted up a little bit. And I get why you do that against Spurs and Liverpool, but it was also the same against Huddersfield, where they slipped up, where they weren't able to come out of that Liverpool game where they played a conservative, compact style, and they weren't able to go straight back into that attacking style. And that is the worry, is that, yes, against Spurs, against Liverpool, absolutely play that way because that's how Mourinho knows to win big games. But you need to somehow, it's almost like having two completely different teams. You need to be able to bang four goals past Huddersfield as well as keep a clean sheet at Anfield.
I mean, I completely agree with that. Do you think, though, and obviously nobody's a one-man team, how big a miss has Paul Pogba been? You've talked about the start of the season where they were banging the goals in. Has it been a kind of significant loss for them in that sense? Is that why they've struggled the last a couple of months now, isn't it?
I don't think it's the sole reason why they've struggled, but absolutely. Paul Pogba, for me, is the most... I'm not saying he's the best player in that team. I'm saying he's the most important player in that team. He gives them so much more dynamism going forward. There's nobody in this Man United team who picks up the midfield and just drives 30 yards up the pitch and takes about three players with him, because that's what Paul Pogba does so well. He's been a massive miss, and there's concern that he's going to miss even more now. Today, the news is, well, he was supposed to be back by now. Mm-hmm. When is he coming back? So that's a big concern. But just because Mourinho is getting a lot out of this Manchester United team doesn't mean there's not room for improvement. I would like to see Martial and Rashford in a big game, given the freedom to both go from both sides against a good team. I mean, they have been Man United's, along with Pogba, two best players. Mm-hmm. I want to see them on the same pitch.
Is Mourinho feeling the pressure here? Is he feeling the pressure up against Guardiola? And is he just feeling the pressure of this title race just pretty early on? Is that why he's maybe more irritated than usual? He obviously doesn't like his team being slagged in any kind of capacity, but is that why? Is he feeling the pressure?
I'm not sure. I feel like we do have a tendency to kind of stick whatever Mourinho does under a microscope, because for so long he was like he still is the pantomime villain. And, you know, especially within British football, we build up football managers and, you know, personalities to this kind of iconic stuff.
We love to make it a soap opera.
Exactly, and Mourinho revelled in that to a certain degree as well. You know, he loves it. It might not look like it when he's sitting on, you know, in a press conference, his face is tripping him, but he does. So I was actually thinking this when we were talking about this earlier on today. I was like, Pep Guardiola is also just as bad at this. Now, things are going fine at Man City, and it's, you know, it's land of milk and honey for the time being because they're winning games. But, you know, he also had a kind of catastrophic end to things at Barcelona by falling out with people. When he left Bayern Munich, you know, there was no love lost between him and the press, and he's also been quite snarky to the press last season before and things like that. So, you know, I think this is just, rather than just simply saying, oh, you know, this is typical Mourinho, when things start looking a bit dodgy, he starts breaking up. I think this is just the kind of mentality of these perfectionists. I mean, although Mourinho and Pep Guardiola are kind of the antithesis of each other in the way they play the football, I think they both have a similar approach to the work ethic, to being in complete and utter control of the teams that they coach, and that can spill over into the media. And I think we have to be careful when we do kind of, you know, we analyse these things that might be said after press conference over and over again. Like, well, I think it's just like a natural side effect of the way that he coaches, and I don't think he might not even be the worst in the Premier League, I think.
It's interesting you mentioned Pep Guardiola being relatively similar in that way, because I was thinking about this the other day. So far this season, Jose Mourinho has had a pop at Antonio Conte, Pochettino, Klopp, and that's just the ones I can remember.
He's obviously Wenger in the past as
Wenger,
well.
Wenger, yeah, every week, Arsene Wenger. Through the mail.
Brutal.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's had a go at a lot of people around him, and they've all kind of batted it away. Mm. He's not really targeted Pep Guardiola. He's almost notable in his absence in the way that he's not mentioning Man City or Pep Guardiola. But he will. He will at some point. Or Guardiola will beat Mourinho to it. And that's when, if those two teams are at the top, and don't underestimate, you know, I know we say we love to make things a soap opera. These two guys don't like each other. We've seen that before in Spain. I don't remember a managerial rivalry like that. It got to a ridiculous stage.
Yeah. Got a finger in the eye.
I thought maybe I imagined that, but...
And there was also the famous Guardiola press conference at the Bernabeu where he had a total rant about this being Mourinho's castle, I think he called it. I expect, not to that extent, but I expect it to ramp up as we get closer to a real title race.
And that might in itself actually sum up that I think to a certain degree Mourinho still is in control of the situation. Mm-hmm. I know if you look at league table, you might suggest that he's trailing Man City, and he might, and then you can maybe could twist it to suggest that, you know, he's now beginning to lose the rag a bit. But I think, you know, the way that the way he decides to talk about other coaches is obviously something that he thinks about. And against Chelsea and against Klopp and against Pochettino, he's in a certain degree of control because in those games he's usually favourites. And going into this game against Chelsea, he might think, OK, I have Conte's number because my old it's my old team, you know. But Pep Guardiola and Man City are probably the only team in the country now who are notably doing better than them. And that might be why, you know, he hasn't decided to make a comment and therefore suggests he only does it when he's in control of the situation.
Let's talk the other kind of bizarre thing. I'm sure all of us have kind of noted the comments about PSG. Now, he's made no secret about his admiration for the project that's going on in Paris, and his son's been to see the games, and he's also said that he's not going to finish his career at Man United. That's just a fact. He said that in interviews a couple of times now. Does this obviously suggest he's not going to be in Manchester long term? Is it a short term affair?
Again, that's another kind of you know what you get with Mourinho. He's not a long term manager. I think he had one chance of being a long term manager. That's when he came back to Chelsea the second time, and he explicitly said, "I want to be here for a long time. I'm the happy one." That worked out well. I'm going to try and be a different type of manager, he said then. He wanted to build a dynasty, his words, and, you know, he lasted two seasons. Won a league title. It was a classic Mourinho tenure. So I don't think he'll be at Manchester United for the long term. Manchester United, I don't think they want him to be there for the long term because that's an unknown. No one knows what Mourinho's like in the long term.
But Charlton doesn't want him there either.
Charlton certainly doesn't want Jose Mourinho at Old Trafford in the long term. They were really bizarre comments though. We were talking about this earlier, completely unprompted in a press conference. So Jose, what do you think of your game? I don't know about our game, but PSG are doing great.
Smashing over the road, yeah. Over the channel. What do you make of these comments?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think, you know, Mourinho's proven throughout his career that he maybe has like a 3-4 year lifespan at a club and then he has to move on. And, you know, sometimes that's down to him falling out with someone or it's simply just the way that the team's working. And again, that's something I would actually equate to Pep Guardiola as well. He seems to go like a 3-year life cycle and they move on. And that could just be the nature of these kind of super coaches where they, you know, they build up a team and then, as is the nature of modern football, you're not really given a season or two to rebuild it. So they then do move on. And it would seem as though, like, we've now got these 8 or 9 super clubs and these coaches just kind of take turns going around them, don't they? PSG makes a perfect chance to be to go to next, because I don't think
he'll be PSG manager at some point. Definitely. Just makes sense. I mean, they obviously want to sign the biggest, not just the best players, but the biggest names. And he is the, if managers sold shirts, he would be like the number one. So that's why PSG would
work. Come back to Manchester briefly while he's still here, because he might be gone by the time this hits Twitter. Man United fans, obviously a lot of people are disgruntled by his comments and maybe how the team have been performing or even playing their style in general. Do they have some justification in having complaints about Man United at the moment?
Yes and no. As I've said this twice already, but you know what you get with Mourinho. I think Manchester United fans want to win more than anything else. I think this whole stuff about the Manchester United way is a whole load of nonsense, because if you remember Sir Alex Ferguson, the glory days of Sir Alex Ferguson, he made a habit of grinding out games and boring wins and squeaky bum time. That's where that comes from. So this idea that, yes, some of Manchester United's greatest triumphs were playing attacking football, but particularly in the latter few years, some boring games there as well. So the Man United way does not exist. The Man United way is actually winning, and that's what Jose Mourinho does. So as I've said before, just because things are going well doesn't mean there are not little things he can improve on. There are certainly little things, but in the grand scheme of things, I think Manchester United fans generally are quite content and should be quite content.
Yeah, I think for any coach outside of Manchester City or any group of fans outside of Man City, being 5 points off Man City after 10 games is possibly best case scenario now,
especially because they've been playing so magnificently.
Yeah. I mean, they can't keep that up.
I was just going to say that. Well, let's see, but it'd be frightening if they can. But yeah, I don't think they can sustain that.
No, I totally agree, and I think therefore, you know, what he's doing at the club is kind of vindicates his behaviour, because he's getting the best out of his team, and he is still technically in for a shot at the title race as well.
Was Mourinho the reason this Man United team are doing well, or is he holding them back at all by the way he's playing? Because obviously they've got an array of attacking talent in that squad. It seemed like they were using it at the start of the season. They are now back to what you'd consider a classic Mourinho team. Is he the reason they are back challenging for the title, or could they be matching Man City at the moment with another manager?
I don't think they've got as good a starting lineup as Man City, but as we've seen from Manchester United in years gone by, it's not as easy as just having some good players on a pitch. Arguably, Manchester United's team had just as much star quality in the Van Gaal first season as now. That was a team that had Falcao and Di Maria, and they didn't get the results like they do now. So yes, in a sense, I think Mourinho has instilled that winning mentality at Manchester United again. And
Mourinho,
I don't think
glaze.
The Mourinho glaze, yeah, that old Mourinho glaze again, half price this week. But so yes, I think I will give him credit for essentially turning a club around, because as we've seen, it's not easy to turn a club that big around, and he's done a good job so far, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's a special one, simple as that. He goes in, he wins titles, and then he eventually falls out with someone and he moves on. And
I mean, even last season, they had a poor season last year and they finished with two trophies and qualified for the Champions League.
Three if you count the Community Shield.
Well, he is the treble, as he was making a point of.
So, I mean, it's as simple as that, really. I mean, I think, unfortunately for Man United, you know, the two guys before him, David Moyes, Louis van Gaal, they proved that, you know, you throw a chunk load of money at something, it doesn't always work. Even have an experienced coach who technically has got all the credentials to do it, doesn't always work as well. So, I don't know, I think they could be doing a lot worse.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.